Breaking at this hour, Libya is declaring a ceasefire. Libya's foreign minister just announced the government will halt all military operations. The government is also denying that its airspace is closed. Last night, the UN Security Council authorized all necessary measures, including a no-fly zone, airstrikes, and naval attacks to protect civilians from Gaddafi's regime. NBC's Jim Maceda joins us now live from Tripoli. So, Jim, update us on all the breaking news, because there's more to this as well.
That's right, and there's more breaking news because, and it's good breaking news, the New York Times has just reported that those four journalists, two reporters, including Anthony Shadid, the two-time Pulitzer Prize winner, Stephen Farrell, and two photographers, according to the Times, they were captured by pro-Qaddafi forces but will be released today. That was the hope, that was the speculation, that they got caught up in the retreat of rebel forces in or near Ajdabiya, about 90 miles south of Benghazi. They had reported, the last time they checked in with their bureaus was early Tuesday morning, your time, hadn't been heard from since. We've been in touch with the New York Times reporter here in Tripoli at this hotel, and until today he had said there was no news, but that certainly is good news. You mentioned the other breaking news, and that is that the Libyan government, in the guise of Foreign Minister Moussa Koussa, did come to us today here and told the foreign journalists that the government was accepting the UN resolution number 1973, was immediately putting in place a ceasefire, that it agreed and welcomed a couple of notions in that resolution, namely the protection of civilians and the territorial integrity of Libya, and again, welcomed those notions. Moussa Koussa went on to say that the country wanted to get back to a safe and secure environment. He said that he was saddened, the government was saddened by the no-fly zone addition to that resolution. He says it should not have included commercial airlines, it should not have closed Libyan airspace to commercial flights, so that would simply increase the suffering of the Libyan people, and the civilians should be exempted from the resolution. But it certainly does, Thomas, sound like a stepping back, a retreat on a military level, at least, of this government, though knowing the regime, knowing the leader of this regime, there's no doubt that we are going to see over the next days or weeks now this government turning what looks like a setback and a retreat into a step forward. Remember, he has a large arsenal just 60 miles south of Benghazi. He's shown no indication, at least today, of pulling back, of retreating. He could stay there, or he could push on into or near Benghazi, and without using artillery or airstrikes or even mortars, move in on a very tactical basis at night, perhaps like a police operation, and go for the leaders of the rebels and the opposition. So, again, it does look like a step backwards, but it doesn't mean that there'll be a major retreat militarily and politically. Certainly, there's no indication at all that Gaddafi or his regime is going anywhere. Back to you, Thomas.
Jim Maceda in Tripoli for us. Jim, thanks so much.